Did you ever shower with guys?
Let's get this on record.
I don't feel comfortable.
You don't feel comfortable showering with guys?
Jesse doesn't.
So that was like when I retired from football.
Yeah.
That was the number one thing that I missed. Showering with the boys.
Makes a lot of sense.
Dude, Jesse, I'll tell you right now, you go to the
camaraderie.
Dude, you go to the pool right now.
Big time.
You never see anybody this big. That's the issue. You got some decent sized linemen. Jesse's got a little size, so you got to prepare yourself mentally.
Where are we talking?
Yeah, no. I mean, Jesse, like if Jesse were to walk in with the boys,
He's in there. He's part of the club.
Yeah, no, he'd be like a guy that he's a guy that's like, hey, you fit in.
Yeah.
You, on the other hand,
laughing.
You'd be like, all right.
No good.
You'd be like, all right, who's this?
Bell of the ball.
this is our new guy that we're gonna mess with. I told them, I was like, hey, if we're gonna do the podcast, we have to do like 3 episodes that are gonna be explicit because I cannot.
I'm a PG-13 man, so I'm gonna tame my audio down. You do whatever you got to do, though. I'll be here for it.
I can see the camaraderie here. This is weird.
No,
I like what I'm saying. You and Joe, I'm like tonight. You're just hanging out, you know, talking about war stories.
We've already bonded. We've already bonded because the middle of Las Vegas.
Okay.
Middle of Las Vegas lobby.
Hey,
stops me in the middle of nowhere. Does not know me. Does not know who I am. Does not know I'm a part of anything.
Oh, you never heard.
Says,
you didn't know who he was.
No, he has no idea. And he just says, "You're a big guy." I have a mechanism here that's gonna measure your grip strength.
I believe.
And
it
he's
was,
like, Mike has a code on it. He's like, Mike has a
like,
score.
He's like, can you grip this?
We're talking about the strength test, correct?
Yes. And he said it. He said it in a whisper too. It was just.
I'm gonna tell you right now. The women love him. If he was a football player and he wasn't a moral man like he is, it'd be all over.
I don't want to scare anybody.
The women are all about the big fella.
No.
Married. Let me tell you right now. Married way up.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Way up.
Hey.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
Every big guy does.
It's weird.
Every big guy does.
It's a real like Kevin.
My James, wife.
Chris Farley esque thing. I think that I got. And
every single day I walk back to my house.
Yeah.
I'm like,
where's your car?
No, I walk.
Oh,
right, we got that. Yeah.
I'm not down
for
that.
Sarcasm
but okay.
there. It's okay.
No, I got you.
Push through that. Yep.
No,
I wouldn't want to.
Right no, I think you actually walks. You walk.
Yeah, I do.
You wouldn't say that if you weren't.
Exactly.
It's already recording.
Oh, it is.
We started with locker room love. That's what we started.
Like, I don't think we got the.
We didn't get the chlamydia stuff.
Cut all right, well, of this.
We started at the locker room, right?
Yeah, locker room love.
All of it.
All right, guys. We are live in Las Vegas, the Mint Collective, and we are joined by our favorite podcast besides ours. We are joined by Sports Grid Nonsense. So we're going to have some fun talks about, I don't know.
Everything.
Thank you.
Chris, I mean, I think we're going to talk.
Locker rooms.
Chlamydia. I mean, there's all sorts of topics today.
PG-13, I said.
Okay, let's start that over. We'll cut that out. We're going to talk about the hobby. We're going to have fun. Joe's in the house. Joe, I think he's best friends with Jesse now.
Joe and Jesse.
I am. Yeah.
We're hanging out later.
Two big guys just having
Indian
fun.
Indian leg wrestling.
What are you weighing
not
over
a big
there?
Deal.
280?
So I'm at 280.
Bro.
See, that's the thing. Here's a problem
Where
I have
at?
With Joe. I like Joe. I don't need the big guy comparison here when you're rocking 280. It's
what
just not... No,
Wait, are we done with the intro?
Yeah.
That's the intro.
Okay. Oh, I didn't know we could talk.
I mean, 280 is fine, but you can't go big guy with the big guy in the room.
No, but I'm a big guy. I'm
little
6'6".
How tall? Oh, 6'6".
6'6".
Well,
you're 6'6"?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's got the height.
Guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would consider height.
Me and
6'6".
Yeah,
no,
I mean,
like,
I'm sorry. I can't really relate to that.
Me and you together are right in the middle of these two. Big brother, little brother, middle brother,
dynamics.
If we're together.
Yeah, I mean, and I think you can consider me and Mike, like, average size.
Yeah, we're just around
what do you guys, what's your guys' height?
Oh, I'm little. 5'7".
Yeah, that's
5'7",
very
two,
tiny.
That, no, I mean, average. I wouldn't say tiny.
But
say
BMI,
average.
I crush him. Yeah. I'll tell you right now.
What do you got, Dan?
5'7".
Yeah, that's very tiny.
That's pretty.
Like everybody I've met, that's like
my nine-year-old.
That's a good-looking, compact man.
My nine-year-old.
I mean, compact.
Daughter.
Exactly. Compact is the key word there.
Thank you.
Very tiny.
My nine-year-old daughter
almost,
is 5'1".
Almost masculine.
Sure.
Yep.
Cool.
But
I like where this is going. This is again building up the ego here.
I'm here to be.
No, I said emasculine.
Oh no, I heard you.
Yeah, and. I just want to make sure that you heard that.
No, I know. I heard you.
Because last night, definitely in Vegas, you were feeling very masculine.
What did you do? Did you tough time somebody?
Yeah, he did.
I almost got beat up in a bathroom last night, but okay. I want to hear a story.
I didn't really have a story. No, I mean, you know, we just kind of hung out and...
Who hurt you?
Nobody hurt me. Actually, I think he hurt me.
What's your story with beat up in the bathroom?
No, I mean, so basically, Joe's like, give it to me. Give it back to me. And I'm like, dude, I'm like, let's talk about being in the trenches. I'm like, can I play football? I was like,
he got real aggressive. Being
so I'm
like,
sitting there.
I'm
sitting there smacking him. I'm like, how do you do this whole offensive line thing? I bet I can get past you. I'm a kind of a quick guy.
Sure. Yeah.
And next thing I know, I'm on the floor at a whiskey bar.
Yeah. Okay.
And he just literally
and not from drinking.
Not from
no.
drinking.
No.
From the hands of Staley.
Yeah. It was real quick. Real quick. I had no idea what was going on, and all of a sudden.
Do we want to reenact it?
No, I actually. Being a 40-year-old man, I don't think I can do that again.
His back hurts this morning.
We
went to the Arena Club thing last night, and there was a bunch of young guys waiting to get in. We were leaving because I leave early everywhere. And they're like, oh, this line's terrible. I was like, dude, give them the table number and the guy's name. You'll get right in. No problem. We all walk away, go to the bathroom, stand at the urinal, and 14-year-olds, however these kids were, they start yelling at me. Like, dude, you lied to us. You couldn't get in. I thought they were joking, so I'm just laughing. And I turned around. They were pretty. Kid was waiting by the stall. And I had to ask. I was like, dude, you got to tell me. How old are you? He's like, 21. I was like, this is not going to end. You're like, you're not going to see 22. I'm nervous. I'm gonna bury the 3 years in this bathroom.
You said I was nervous?
Oh, I said, I tell him straight. I said, hey, you're making me nervous. I'm going to get afraid here, and I'm gonna put all 3 years down. Like, I'm not losing my life in a bathroom
I'm
in Las
from
Vegas.
New York, right?
Boston. Yeah. Well, I was, oh, and all my buddies are laughing. We all thought they were joking.
I love that. So quick. So
yeah,
quick.
Not like, New York.
The
yeah.
correction of,
no.
You're from New York. No, Boston.
Correct.
You shut your mouth.
That's right. Yeah. You end up in the bathroom next to those 3 20-year-olds. I'll tell you right now. I'll put Joe down quick. Dude, it was the craziest thing. I thought they were joking. We were just laughing. And when you laugh at people who are mad, they don't take it well.
No, they
like
don't.
They got real worked up. Tim was there. You know Big Hat Tim?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
The whole crew, we were all just laughing. Like, these kids, I thought they were joking. So then I went back to my hotel room. That was it. That was my night.
That was it?
That was it.
That was it. What time was that?
Oh, 10:30, 11.
Oh, God bless. We just got started.
I mean, that
I was
is,
out 3 hours.
You guys are good.
That's how you do you Vegas right there. That's how you do Vegas.
He didn't come out. Right.
I didn't even go out. I was
maybe 5 a.m. is when I went to bed.
Okay.
I was in my room last night.
2:30.
At 5 p.m.
You ditched me at 2:30.
No, literally you ran away from us.
All right, let me ask you. So what is the dynamic here? What is the? I know you're friends of the show, friends of the friends of their pod, friends of the shop.
Yeah.
Like, what's the? Is that what it is? Like, just buddies? You're into cards, or what's the deal?
Yeah. So I've been a collector since I was a kid, since I was 6 years old.
Sports, you know, same, Pokemon, everything.
No, not Pokemon. Just sports, everything, every sport. And then I obviously was in the Bay Area and got drafted Niners and the whole thing. And then I got introduced to Dan and Doug in like 2014, 15.
Oh, this is year. Okay. Years.
And yeah. And so then they used to send me like shipments. I'd be like, hey, I want to break a case of whatever. And they would send me back when it was super cheap.
Sure.
Be like, send me a shipment of whatever, and I would
We would have a guy like drive over there to like the
here's a
like,
case and of contenders for $800.
And
exactly. And yeah. I would break it in the locker room, and so like Cassius Marsh, the Cash Cards, that is he's in Burbank right now.
He's a linebacker for the Bears for a while. That's the guy.
Yeah, and so he does Pokemon and like Magic, and so he used to see me break all sports cards, and he was not into it. And then all of a sudden, like, he saw me doing it, and then he was started breaking like Magic cards and Pokemon cards because he saw me doing it. He was like, oh, this is cool. And then so we had like a little thing going there for a little bit. But I've known these guys for what is that,
like
7 8 years? And
that's
once
cool.
I retired, I was just like, that's a huge hobby for me. I love it.
How many NFL guys are actually into the hobby, would you say? Many?
It's getting more, obviously. I think pandemic actually like helped, obviously.
Yeah,
because like people were like, oh shoot, this is like you can actually make money at.
Yeah.
But
I would say
probably I would guess like 10%.
Oh, that
guys.
High.
That's actually more
like multiple people on every team, you think, though.
Yeah, no, 100%. Oh, really? Okay. Like, I would say, like, there's like and five guys.
Up. I mean, you go back to like 2012.
Five guys in a locker room that are like collecting.
Now, you've got your own cards, I assume?
Yeah.
Do you, what, good grades? Every 10?
No, I have my cards. Like, I have like a PSA 10 on my rookie card and all that stuff. Yeah. But like,
are you an 03 rookie?
I have two 1-on-1s and I have both of them. So
that's
like
cool. That's
and I've
awesome.
Sought them out like
yeah
and once they came up on you know anywhere on social media I was like I just like slid into DMs and like immediately like
hey, I think way, I think
hey that's I think, me I think like I would love to so actually Layton Doug and yeah. Dan yeah. so Doug Layton pulled the Zenith 101
Zenith yep
and then my Immaculate 101 was. Obviously, there's not a lot of offensive lineman cards out there. But the Immaculate 101 was pulled by a guy. I have no idea. But then it was bought by another guy that was like a huge Niner fan. And then he posted it. And I just slid in his DMs. It's like, hey, I'm him.
That's I'm him.
He's that was the DM.
Yeah, like I'm a huge sports card collector. Can what are you asking for this? Like,
yeah.
I would love to do some kind of trade and... He's just like, dude, I'll gift it to you.
Rookie move. You got you know your mark. You jacked that price up. No, pro football player. Oh, I want $10,000.
No, but I'm not trying to pay for it.
No,
but, no. Because I knew that I was gonna. So I asked. It was like, yeah, what's your price? And he was like, dude, I'd love to gift it to you. Like it's super cool that you're just you know
yeah,
talking
that's
and all
that
cool stuff.
Experience. Yeah, yeah.
And then so he sent it, and I was like, awesome. Yeah, send it out. And then he sent it, and then. I sent him a game-worn jersey.
Oh, okay. That's a fair trade.
Game-worn
cool.
jersey,
awesome.
Autographed, personalized to him.
Dude.
And okay. So, yeah, that
Joe's
was cool.
A good guy. I like
2001
I like,
rookie.
I'm a good guy.
What
yeah. But, like, I'm a hobbyist, you know? Like, I'm... This is...
The
for me, this is my passion.
Guys.
Like, my passion is collecting. Like, yeah. I love this stuff. Like, through my whole entire career, like, I was always the guy that was, like, anybody that was signing cards, like, a lot of the athletes, they get cards sent, like contenders. Like, it's the middle of the season. F-ing, sorry for the f-ing.
Wow. It's
the middle of the season sent. It's a middle of the season sent product. And guys that sit at their locker during the middle of the season, they just sign cards, right? And so I'm like, I'm the guy that was like, hey, let me get those. And they would like send me one. And I'm like,
that's
hey,
awesome.
can you write something on it? Like, so I have like a bunch of like of my old teammates. Like I have a bunch of cards that are like contender rookies, but they're like inscribed with stuff.
Now,
you know,
it's what like, is your rookie year?
07.
07.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was like,
I was way off. I don't know why I said 0103. Okay.
Geez. Who else was in that rookie?
That's also like 07
was AP. Yeah. AP, Calvin Johnson, Jamarcus.
AP, Joe Thomas was the first lineman. We had Demarcus Ware. Darrell Revis was in
the
draft
Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Very that's
cool.
Actually a big
guys,
Hall of Fame class.
Calvin Johnson, Marshawn Lynch. Got a bunch of guys that are coming up for the Hall of Fame now. So
now, Marcus Russell,
do you make your living off cards now? Is that the main way you make
no,
a living? Oh, okay.
Mine. This is like cards has never been from jump.
It's a straight hobby.
It's 100% a hobby. Like okay. I have sold maybe 10 cards in my life.
Oh, okay, cool.
So it's never been like a thing that I've looked to make money on.
Gotcha.
It's just
you just like it.
Yeah, it's something I've done since I was 6 years old. I have a huge collection, you know, millions of cards. And it's just something I love, you know. And so I've just been involved in it. And that's why I partnered with Mojo. And
who's the worst person in the NFL you've ever met?
Well, rest in peace. He died, actually.
Oh, but we're about
Will Smith.
Perfect scapegoat.
Yeah.
No retaliation there.
No, we won't ever say. Someone at the door?
Maybe.
We got housekeeping here. Does she want to get on the podcast? We're talking about perspective in the hobby. Do you have cards?
I was
talking to her.
That's one thing. The how do you guys collect?
I'm a big.
What guys brought you to the hobby? Same thing. What do you guys do?
Yeah, I grew up in it. So, yeah, I grew up, like, buying and selling with my dad and brother, like, just messing around in cards.
Is it singles or singles as a wax kid. Or, like, what's your collection like?
So, very player-specific PC. Brady, Boston guy. Brady, Manny, Ortiz, Bird, Bill Russell. Yeah.
What about you?
My collection is very new because I just got back into it. Like, for
people that can't see what's going on right now, he's pulling out. He's pulling out his PC out of his pocket.
This is my PC.
He's like, hey, what's your PC? He's like,
So
funny you ask right now.
I got back into the hobby. What was it in 2021? I collected as a little kid, and I didn't know. I didn't know at the time what you did to collect. I just knew I liked the player. So I collected that player. I didn't know that there was all kinds of other things. So I love, like, the non-sports stuff.
Oh, you do?
There's some of it.
I bought a Titanic card yesterday.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
Like, from the movie or from the actual Titanic?
No, 1931 tobacco set.
Oh, dude.
United Tobacco. We bought a Titanic card yesterday. We saw on the floor. It was awesome.
Dude, yeah, Doug's got it. There's a
The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Man, I got. Oh, and then this little baby, this little Batman. It's going for a few hundred bucks right now. I don't want to brag about it, but I really do just love just the nonsense aspect of the hobby.
So I do listen to the podcast.
Like that? Yeah, I gave that to
everybody. Everybody is getting like a gift, right? We basically have a box at night.
Oh, we're getting gifts.
Yeah, we're getting gifts.
Oh, what?
Dude, by the way,
I know there's a story behind this product. And I heard it. Like, there was a case that basically you got from, like,
I love that you
and you basically were like, dude, you're trying to, like, sell it and make money on it. Like, if you're gonna rip it, like,
which in what world this man is only selling and trying to make money on cards?
Right,
and
all of a sudden I try. We're not gonna.
And
like,
you're a baseball guy.
Dude, we're not gonna leave.
And the weirdest GIF.
Oh, here we go.
Of all, another one. This is 2 of 10 now.
Another one,
dude. You guys can fight over it.
Oh, okay. Sure, I'll never.
It
see
is
that card.
The weirdest thing in history. That is a young.
Oh my
god! That's a young Doug with a snuggie.
Dude, that is
about the 3 of 10. So we have a 2 of 10 right there.
Snuggie. Yep, that's Jesse's.
So yeah, you're not into sports cards. That falls right into your PC.
It is funny. I like sports cards of like Shaq. I love
this,
like,
card right here. Is that super Elvis centered? Card? Yeah, dude, the Elvis card.
That guy, a guy from his name's Rob with 2 B's from Oregon. Came up to me. He had a stack of Elvis cards. He's like, I want you to choose whichever one you want.
And this was today.
Just take it. Yeah. He just really? Gave it. Yeah. Brought it up. And that's what's amazing about the hobby is, like, at this show alone, guys have given me at least 20 cards. Like, just come over and just said, hey, love the podcast. I know you're into this or that. Here. Take that.
And now you have a Doug Caskey card.
Yeah, and now I've got best card so far.
That is, I mean,
well, I don't want to see you on the floor trying to sell that, though.
So,
oh, it's already
I got to say one thing.
It's already
so left. I got thrown 5 cards. I asked him, you know, hey, what is your PC? And he's very on brand. It's Super Mario, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Donkey Kong, Elvis from 1958. And then Shohei Ohtani.
Oh, story behind it.
Like, everybody's like,
got a story.
Everybody in the industry right now is like, yeah, Shohei. I have to have a Shohei card. What's your PC? Shohei.
To be fair, I did have two.
That was a gift. We had
to
coin flip.
I did have two other Ohtani cards before this, but today a guy came over. It was Sports Cards Nerds or something like that.
The other SCN.
They were just like, coin flip between you two. Whoever calls it gets the Ohtani.
Mm-hmm. And they got an autographed Jesse Ball.
So. Yeah. It was a fair trade, so equal values.
What are you guys doing these days, man? Like, what is Mojo still taking over the world? eBay
oh,
Live.
Oh, no. I mean, I like to call it. We're like the dinosaur breakers at this point. Been doing it so long.
That's where the money is, though. Yeah. That's the dinosaurs who have money to pay for cards.
Like, so he's not going to say it, but, like, for me, I'm going to tell you this real. Like, for collectors that are in the industry now, that guys like me, like, and you guys have talked about this. I've listened to you guys' podcasts.
You
and
actually
you guys
listen,
talk
by
about,
the way.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
Like, you guys have talked about this on your guys' podcasts of being, like, whatnot and all that stuff that's going on right now. Like, and you guys have talked about this as well. It's like, I don't understand why people ever break without, like, the top 5-6 mm-hmm. breakers, you know? Yeah. And it's Mojo is one of the top.
Oh, no question.
Probably two, I just want
to be in the conversation.
Yeah. Listen,
yeah, no, yeah.
As
not,
known
you're
as
not
anybody
in the conversation, but it's like you guys are the people to break with, and so
sweet.
Like, and it just so happened that they were in my backyard, and I got to know you guys, and like it was fun. You guys are good guys, and so it was fun. Like it was just like, oh, this whole new thing for me, because as a collector, I was like, especially as prices got more and more,
yeah,
and the pandemic and everything, it was like, I don't want to spend $10,000 to break a case of Prism now. I missed the 2016-17 prices, yeah, where I was like, I could break a case for $2,000 or $1,000. And so I was like, I'll just buy a team, all that stuff. And then I started getting to know you guys, and then you guys are good guys. And that's what's fun. It's like, I don't understand why, if you have an option to break, you have an option to be like, hey, I'm gonna pick your team, I'm gonna do a random team, all this stuff, like go with someone that you respect, that has an understanding, that has the backing and has the reputation for years. You guys have been around, you guys have been doing the breaking stuff since 2010.
unfortunately, even doing it as long as we've done it, there's always going to be like the bad seeds, right?
Yeah, sure.
There's going to be people who are like not in it to be transparent, and they're going to rip. I mean, go back to 2010. I mean, there's breakers that kind of did the same thing the Retail King did, and sure, they're non-existent now. They're not in the industry. They're in it for the short term. Unfortunately, it's something I don't think ever is going to go away.
Mm-hmm.
It's not isolated just to our industry. Like,
yeah, there's crap in every industry.
If it makes you feel any better, so as you probably know, we developed the app Card Shop Live, which is a selling platform.
It doesn't have
the top five breakers in the world, but it does have some decent ones. But I say all that to say the guy who helped build the app, our CTO.
Oh yeah, Johnny.
The guy who builds it, if he cannot find it on the app,
Mojo,
he goes straight to Mojo every time. He's like, guys, over on Mojo, they're doing this. He's stealing your ideas all the time to try and put them on the app, because you guys are doing it so well. So
ultimate form of
the thing too, though, is that, you know, when you create, I mean, it's just anything in business. It's like, if you create a product and you want to do it, and I love you guys' origin story. Like, that was one of the things that, like, really wanted me to be a part of what you guys done, is that your origin story is like, we're just guys that love the hobby, and we love collecting, and talking to you guys are like, hey, we started this with $400 in our pocket, and we just love collecting cards, you know, and we just started a business out of it.
I mean, honestly.
And then you guys had a long-term view because you loved what you did. It wasn't like, hey, in 3 years, can we get rich and then like sell it? It was just like, we love what we do.
Dude,
those are the companies that you want to be a part of.
You go back when we started this, I would have never imagined I'd be sitting here doing a podcast talking about sports cards.
That's
like,
cool.
I mean, we basically were doing it, and I'm like, cool. I'm like, I actually thought I was going to be slinging guitars and amps for the rest of my life. Like, that's what I basically did.
Yeah.
And I was
asking to sing. He's awful singing.
Nah.
What?
Okay. First off,
I don't know if I'm gonna ask
we
him
have
then.
We no, have done karaoke together.
That is true.
And actually, I will tell you right now, great. Like,
the singing, whole Mojo crew can actually bring
singing
it.
Is it's not annoying. My strong suit, but I'll bring a little pain.
Yeah, we walked out of there hating Cody.
Drop some bars.
Yeah, and then Doug went up there and just destroyed some old school rap. It wasn't great.
Was it one of their team members that did the?
That's movie, actually the, so the wait, only
it was
reason
Cody who did it, the Queen.
Queen, yep. Yeah.
That's why
dude,
we hate him.
I hate you.
Yeah, I just said that.
My go-to song is Bohemian Rhapsody, and you can't do it.
You can't
when
that.
Someone goes up there and freaking nails Freddie Mercury
somebody
to a T.
Yep.
It was disgusting. I'll never get over it. Cut this.
The podcast. Only
cut all my lines.
The only so for me, like, they were very interested in hiring me, being part of the Mojo team, and the only thing that I had to do, though, as far as the interview process was, I sat in a room. Doug and Dan were there, and they were like, "All right, sing a song." And then I had to present a song.
Really?
That pretty much, I think, is every interview process. It's a little weird. Yeah. You get some strange looks. You're just like, all right, perform.
Are you serious?
If you can do that, if you can be
I was like, I don't know. The whole team can sing. This might be
a
real
thing.
Are you that gullible?
Absolutely.
No, I know. It's a great idea.
Gio was looking at me like,
But it's an also, interesting like, approach. No, but like, let's talk about that as a business. That's actually, now that I'm thinking about it right now, that's actually like a really good business, because that that's shows, I mean. You're not scared to speak in front of people.
Exactly.
You are spontaneous. You have wit. You like all the stuff that you're looking for as a business opportunity.
Yeah. That's what I mean. That's why
now that we're workshopping this, I'm like, when we hire a breaker, we should basically have them just sing.
I'm doing
like,
your job for you, man.
Every single person that works for Mojo, accounting doesn't matter, has to sing.
Doug just got here, everybody that's not watching the video. Doug just got here.
Well, if they're watching the video, they probably
Doug just got here and he's like trying to like alpha this whole thing. So.
Well, I'll tell you right now. I'll tell you who's not listening.
Yeah.
But since there is video, he may watch it.
I like the kid. No volume on the video, but I like
no
him.
Volume.
He's a sweet kid. Chris.
Chad.
Great kid. About,
and he is a good kid. Don't give him a hard time, bro. He is listening to this.
Where are we going? What are we doing? Are we done? Rich is here. No, we're supposed to be.
Oh, I thought we were just leaving.
I'm just occupying the throne for the kingdom more minutes.
Taken out.
I mean, he's standing there with his hands on his hips.
Well, okay, first
gold
off.
Gold watch. There's a power stance over there.
Talk about your hot take in the hobby right now. Like, what's your hot take individually? It can't be the same. What's your hot take of the hobby?
SGC's number two.
What is it?
Beckett is going out.
I'll tell you that. Yeah, I'll be honest with you. That was my take of the weekend. Like,
what is it?
Big mistake by Beckett.
Yeah, they got weird and wacky this weekend.
Really?
Right?
No,
dude, you grew up. Well, here's the thing. I don't know if you're into trading,
I liked
though.
It. Okay. Is it competitive?
That's a terrible take.
You, really? Well, you were the first person I've heard who said they liked it.
How much?
No,
is that
I do.
Have you
like,
had?
I think it's a competitive. It's a competitive thing. Like,
what's competitive about? You just screwed the whole hobby.
It's confusing.
Oh, this is a terrible take.
If you're new to the hobby, which I am, it's confusing. Like, I don't
even
understand.
The 9.5
True
Gem.
They had to do it. They had to. I think that they were going to get left behind as a business model. They were going to get left behind. 100%, because everybody only is going PSA, because of the 10, right? And it's like, it drives the value so much more. And if you were to be Beckett, which at one time, like 3 years ago, that was this gold standard of grader, right? And now they're like, all right, we're getting left behind because of the PSA 10, all the stuff like that. And so now... they had to do it.
I'm loving the look on Mike's face.
You are disgusted right now. Let me finish.
This is not the public.
No, please let me finish.
Oh god.
And they had to. I don't know. Like
exactly.
No. They had to like weather the storm of like 3 months of bad stuff. Right. Like.
I think bad pub. I think that's actually number four or five.
The bad pub, that all this stuff. Like, I think it's a business decision that in like 3 months it's going to be like accepted, and it's going to be like, all right, hey, yeah, this is the new standard of Beckett. And I think honestly, because like you go to any show, it's like people are already looking for that stuff, but it still is a 9.5 grade. Right, and it's like, oh well, we have subs that are all 9.5s, and we have some 10s. This is actually like a PSA 10, but they're like, oh well, we still grade it as a 9.5. So I think now that you're going to be getting that, I think it's better for Beckett as a business move. I think it's better for Beckett in the hobby. I am positive on it.
I think two things. Longest take and worst take of the show.
I'm going to tell you.
This is terrible, Joe. Are you serious?
Beckett's marketing team has a lot of money, and they're going to like you a lot. I will say this. So our Facebook group.
So longest take. I could go way longer.
No. Our Facebook group started talking about this yesterday, and granted, we are SGC sponsored, so let's put that out there. But
we messed with Beckett.
The overall consensus before we said anything was that if you have a 9.5 BGS right now, you take it over to Beckett or to SGC. SGC needs to put out a sponsorship or a promotion right now to say, hey, you got a 9.5, send it over to us. We'll switch it over
come
to a 10.
Come get the real 10.
Get an SGC 10 right now.
Or PSA, I would do the same thing.
Yeah.
Here's the issue. These guys will tell you. The 9.5, the true gem, right? Just to really nerd out, the true gem was the gold standard forever. Now a true gem is not even a gem mint card.
It's like an 8. 7.
Yeah, this is and why are there 3 10s? There's a 10 gem mint, there's a 10 pristine, there's a 10 black label. There's 3. The move was to make this simpler. Jesse's first thing, I don't understand what's going on anymore.
Yep.
And well, that's the target, right? Like the guys who are not deep into it.
Like from the hobbyist collector, for me,
yeah.
PSA 10, you have no idea. Like I've always loved
I love
the subgrades.
You do too.
I love the subgrades.
But you agree, before you go on, do you agree though? Everybody always rants and raves about subgrades. Then how is it PSA has been number one for years with none?
No, I know.
Because I do think the average hobbyist doesn't care.
All right. Because for the hobbyist as the collector.
We're gonna try to wrap it up.
For the collector.
Groundbreaking. I love it. I love what we're doing right now.
Shut up, Dan.
God damn it.
No, you're remember, right. Dan, you're supposed to fight
the collector though.
I'm just
the collector though.
Like a spider monkey.
The collector, though, like the guys that like the collector, like I want to know what my card got as far as surface, edges, corners, like everything. Like I
do, but you know what I want more? To be valued more.
I'm not that. I've never flipped a card.
I will say what
as
you
a
said
collector,
earlier,
like my whole
time.
Every time I go to like send us I'm off, crying. We just go right back into it. I love it.
All right,
like,
thank you guys.
Actually, maybe we should talk more about grading.
Doing another half hour?
It's not like Rich has anything to
Rich
do.
Rich is trying to find a window to jump out of listening to this. He's like, I gotta go.
All right. So we're gonna close up. Jesse, Mike, appreciate you guys coming in as always.
Sit down.
Thank you.
You're about to get in the hot seat.
Fans of the show, love your guys' like back and forth. I mean,
thank you.
listening to you guys, not watching, but listening to you guys.
You're gonna.
I love your guys' dynamic. It's absolutely.
Hey,
I mean,
same thing.
The amount of time that I'm sitting there listening to you guys, and I hear like Gio just get disgusted, absolutely disgusted.
I love it.
Like, and I get it because I
did was move my hands around, and that's all.
Well, we'll do it in April. Come back.
So, where can we find us?
My favorite
thing is, listen to us on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
Sports Cards Nonsense brought to you by the Ring of Podcast.
Let's talk, and let's also talk about the live platform. Let's get that
Merch
out there.
Up live, go out there, buy some cards. Go out to this website, Sports Cards Nonsense, card services. Check out whatever we recommend. That'll help our sponsors. Thank you.
Dude, this guy's so
All
pro.
I love is so pro. That in the first 5 minutes, the first 5 minutes of every single podcast, you guys just fight.
Well, we usually have to shut it off.
No.
We have to get out of here.
That's a lot of chaos.
I love that.
All right.